You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins announced yesterday that proposed hate speech reforms will be postponed and referred to the Law Commission for review. Community groups have long called for better protections against speech which endangers minority groups, especially in the wake of the 2019 Christchurch mosque attacks. However, the proposed reforms have also garnered criticism from the right of the political spectrum, who say it will curtail the right to freedom of expression and stifle political debate. I spoke to Lisa Woods, Campaigns Director at Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand, about Aotearoa's hate speech laws, the urgency of reform, and other avenues for action. I started by asking her for an overview of Aotearoa's hate speech laws as they currently stand.
So currently we have legislation in both the civil and criminal areas, which is looking at prohibiting and regulating the incitement of hatred speech. And this is a very dangerous type of speech that can have both, that can create both physical harm and have a silencing effect. And there's several major problems, however, with the current legislation, and it's not fit for purpose. And what the current bill was doing was adding religious belief to the incitement provisions, because one of the issues with the legislation at the moment is there are groups of people who are currently excluded from protection, including on religious grounds, that should be protected.
So basically, this piece of legislation that was already falling short of what it needed to do has now been delayed.
Yeah, absolutely. This bill didn't do everything it needed to do. So I think many across civil society have been calling for some time for a fundamental reform of our incitement provisions. As I mentioned, there are a number of areas that need reform to make sure that this legislation is fit for purpose. And protecting the people who have a right to be protected under international human rights law. Two of the key areas that we were particularly concerned about, just as I mentioned, is that there are groups of people that should be afforded protection against incitement to hatred that are currently excluded. And this included, for example, religious grounds, people with disabilities, people from the rainbow community. So what the government had previously done is transfer this work to the Law Commission to review. But they had proposed to do one bill, which was adding religious belief to the incitement provisions. And whilst that fell short of the overall reform needed, it was still a positive step. So we're incredibly frustrated that this bill has now been withdrawn, and that after so many years of concerns being raised, serious problems being raised with the current legislation, we're yet to see substantive change.
You mentioned earlier that there was a chilling effect with hate speech laws not being passed, but the main critique that I've seen floating around of these hate speech laws is that they have a chilling effect on speech. Could you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it's really important to note that incitement to hatred is a deeply damaging type of speech that can result in physical harm and have a silencing impact. So we're talking about a speech that is really serious, and it's inciting people to hatred, and that's a certain threshold of speech. And when individuals or groups are prevented from safely going about their lives because they can't stand up for their rights and their interests, that is what has a hugely chilling impact on society. It's really clear also that under international human rights law, incitement to hatred is prohibited.
I guess people arguing against reforming our hate speech laws are appealing to this notion of a marketplace of ideas where, like, different ideas can duke it out and the best ideas will win. But it's not necessarily true that the best arguments are the ones that gain the most traction and the most popularity, is it?
No, exactly. And I think it's important to remember that when we're talking about freedom of expression, that is not an absolute human right, and under some circumstances it can be limited. It's about a balancing of rights. Because certainly there's freedom to expression, and that's a fundamental human right and important. But there are other rights that are really important too, such as the right to non-discrimination. And you also have and when we're talking about incitement, different conventions of which New Zealand is a signatory to, that create obligations in terms of eliminating racism and obviously preventing incitement to violence and hatred. So there are clear rights there, so it's not enough just to say this is a free speech issue, because actually it's a balancing of rights between freedom of expression and the need to do things such as eliminate racism, address discrimination and so forth.
Could this hands-off approach of permitting discriminatory speech be seen as actually the state endorsing it because it carves out a space that protects it?
Well, we're deeply concerned that the government isn't addressing this with urgency, because we know very well that the impact of having an incitement to hatred legislation that has gaps, that is not doing what it needs to do in terms of providing protection to people, leaves people exposed. And we know, certainly talking from different communities that should be covered by the legislation, that is a genuine fear and genuine harm occurring. So this is work that the government should be progressing with urgency.
Over the last decade, we've seen an uptick in hate crimes overseas, particularly in the States. Is there a similar sort of threat here?
We're certainly hearing from people on an ongoing basis over several years concerns about hate in a number of areas. We're deeply concerned in Aotearoa in terms of violent ideologies, including white supremacy, that is here. And what this means is that taking action in terms of incitement legislation is incredibly important, and it needs to be progressed with urgency, but also notes that broader work is needed to be done in terms of addressing racism and white supremacy. And the starting point here in Aotearoa must be also the full and proper recognition of Te Tiriti.
So it seems like hate speech reform is something that is quite urgently needed, but now it's being deferred to the Law Commission for review. How long will that process take?
Not entirely sure how long the process will take, for sure, but it could take a couple of years. And considering the urgency of this matter, the potential harm that could occur, we really need to be acting much sooner than that.
And now, with reform delayed, what else can be done in the meantime to address the threat of white supremacy in Aotearoa?
I think there are a number of things that need to be done in the area, but I think it's really important to emphasise that we can't just put this issue and the reform of our laws in this area on the back burner, that it needs to be continuing to be a priority for our decision makers.
That was Lisa Woods from Amnesty International speaking against delaying hate speech reform.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.